Hey there.
Need a breather from the breaking news? Then you're in the right place. Each Saturday, we focus on stories that remind us of the good stuff happening. You know, the kind of stuff that brings a smile to your face or gives you a sense of hope. We'll hear how one man in Oklahoma is honoring his late wife's memory by making sure students are well-fed at school.
I think this is the best therapy I could have ever done. You get to do something really sweet for hundreds and hundreds of kids.
Plus, what if you could fly from New York to London in only 3.5 hours? From CNN, I'm Krista Bowe, and this is 5 Good Things. There's something so special about millions of people gathering to make a lasting memory over a rare celestial spectacle. On Monday, a total solar eclipse will darken skies in the middle of the day in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, when the moon will completely block the sun for a few minutes. 105-year-old Laverne Beiser told KTVT he's been chasing eclipses since 1963.
I've seen 12 eclipses. We've traveled all over the world to see them. If you see one, you want to see them all. They're so pretty.
He said he's glad he doesn't have to travel any farther than his own backyard in Fort Worth, Texas, to see this one. Some teachers have used the lead-up to the eclipse to bring their science classes to life, such as Alyssa Brown in Kentucky.
To be able to teach them about it and have them kind of create it on their own and then see the real thing, it almost makes me emotional to think about having this moment with these amazing kids.
And hundreds of couples will elope during the eclipse at mass weddings in Ohio and Arkansas. Jenny Harris and her fiancé Bart Lombardi are getting married at the one in Ohio and tell CNN they're excited about sharing this experience with others.
The whole experience makes it romantic.
I think it's, you know, a shared experience that very few people can say that they had. And it's something that will bond everyone who does it that day together forever.
One man has become a school lunch hero in Oklahoma. Sean Cummings has paid off over $50,000 worth of school lunch debt for students so far.
If you're 7 years old, that debt carries on till you pay it. It doesn't quit at the end of the year.
He's able to do this because he and his wife, Kathy, decided to turn a tragedy into charity. When she was diagnosed with terminal cancer, the couple didn't want flowers. They decided to instead set up a GoFundMe page to raise money to erase kids' lunch debt because they owned 2 restaurants and she was always making sure people were well fed. After his wife passed at 62, word spread, and he's been able to use the donations to help more than 30 schools.
I think this is the best therapy I could have ever done. You get to do something really sweet for hundreds and hundreds of kids, and then you get to get back in your car and go, man, she would love this.
Kelly Walters, the child nutrition director at Union City Public Schools, explains how Sean's helped the students.
One story that we heard was a sibling that wasn't wanting to eat so that they could allow their other sibling to eat a meal. That student felt like their parents didn't have enough money to pay for both of them to eat.
Sean was touched by that story and says he's just getting started because donations keep coming in.
If something terrible happens, you have a choice. You can turn on each other or to each other. And my wife and I turned to each other and came up with this great, weird little idea. And dang, it bloomed and it worked really well. So you can really make something out of it. Make something beautiful.
A hospital in Massachusetts says the first living recipient of a genetically edited pig kidney transplant is now home from the hospital recovering. 62-year-old Rick Slayman got the groundbreaking surgery 2 weeks ago, and he and his doctors are feeling good about his recovery. Slayman said this is one of the happiest moments of his life, adding he's left the hospital with, quote, one of the cleanest bills of health he's had in a long time. There's still a lot of unknowns with pig-to-human organ transplants like this, but Slayman's recovery is a beacon of hope for the thousands of people in the U.S. waiting for a new organ. He says this, quote, marks a new beginning, not just for me, but for them as well. Now, how a random act of kindness sparked a mission to shower the streets with love. Robert Thornton was driving around in Phoenix one day back in 2015 when he decided to hand out T-shirts, pairs of socks, and letters of hope to people struggling on the streets.
A lot of people, you know, when I asked him, what do you need? You know, jokingly, they kind of said, well, I need a shower. And so that kind of just, you know, lit another spark underneath me.
And those conversations eventually led him to build shower and laundry trailers that they drive around town 3 times a week in Phoenix and in Fort Worth, Texas. The nonprofit is called Cloud Covered Streets.
My goal was to make sure that every single person that is experiencing homelessness that visits us walks away just simply knowing that people care about you and can just feel fresh and new again.
Robert says they've even helped people get job opportunities, and they're looking for volunteers and donations to expand their services to more cities as well.
If we can all just be a little bit kinder and a little bit nicer to each other, I think that we can make this world a much more beautiful place for every single person.
Imagine if you could fly to London from New York in half the time. I'll tell you more about it after we take a quick break. But before we go, can't get enough of all this goodness? Well, then you've got to sign up for CNN's The Good Stuff newsletter for a weekly dose of more uplifting news and cute animal videos straight to your inbox every Saturday. You can find the link to sign up in our show notes. We'll be right back.
Imagine a future in which we can get around the planet as easily as we would get around a city today.
Blake Scholl is the CEO of Boom Supersonic. For the last 10 years, they've been working on building a commercial plane called Overture, powered by sustainable fuel, which promises faster, cheaper, and more environmentally friendly flights.
That means you can leave the East Coast in the morning and be in Europe in time for a late afternoon meeting or a dinner. And if you want, even be home that night to tuck your children into bed.
And they're one step closer to achieving that. They just successfully completed their first test flight for a supersonic jet that'll help develop Overture. Now, there's still a bunch of steps to take before this becomes a thing, but Scholl predicts supersonic planes will replace the planes we all typically fly on in our lifetime. All right, that's all for now. Join us tomorrow for the next edition of One Thing. CNN's Kristen Fisher joins host David Rind to answer all your burning science questions about the eclipse.
I think it's one of those like rare moments where, you know, people can kind of come together and marvel at the power of Mother Nature when it's not doing something destructive like a tornado or tsunami. It's just doing something really cool.
Five Good Things is a production of CNN Audio. This episode was produced by Taylor Galgano and me, Krista Bowe. Our senior producer is Fez Jamil. Greg Peppers is our supervising producer. Matt Dempsey is our production manager. Dan DeZula is our technical director. And Steve Lichtai is the executive producer of CNN Audio. We get support from Joey Salvia, Haley Thomas, Alex Manisseri, Robert Mathers, John Dianora, Lainey Steinhardt, Jamis Andrist, Nicole Pesaru, and Lisa Namarau. Special thanks to AJ Willingham, David Allen, and Katie Hinman. Thanks for listening. Till next time.